Masechet Zevachim, Perek Yud Bet, Mishnah Aleph. Many types of korbanot have a piece of them or a portion that is given over to the Kohanim to eat. They're given to the Bet Av, the family of Kohanim, who is doing the service in the Bet HaMikdash on that day. They're given ownership of those meats, and they could eat them personally or they could share them with other Kohanim as well. We'll talk about in this Mishnah which Kohanim are entitled to that portion of that day of korbanot. Mishnah says, Tevul Yom. Tevul Yom is somebody who is Tameh, who dipped in mikveh, but he's waiting for Ha'arif Shemesh. He's waiting till nightfall. He could dip before nightfall, but he's not allowed to partake of the korbanot or to perform the avodah until nightfall. So that type of person, of a Kohen, Husar Kippurim, and also a Kohen, who because of the Tum'ah that he's experiencing, let's say a Zav or a Metzorah, he doesn't only have to dip in a mikveh and wait until nightfall, but he also has to bring a korban on that next day. So he lacks the atonement until he brings that korban. He's not fully tahor. While he may be allowed to eat terumah, he's not allowed to do the avodah or eat from kodashim. So these types of individuals, enan holkin b'kodashim le'echol la'erev, they don't partake in the offerings of that day to eat them that night. Even though at nightfall, when they're eaten, those people would technically be fit to eat those korbanot, since they weren't fit to eat the korbanot or to offer the korbanot at that point in time when they were offered, they're not entitled to a share of the meat. Onen nogeya ve'eno makriven. Onen, somebody who experiences the death of a close relative on the day that they died before burial, they are an onen. They're allowed to touch a korban, but they're not allowed to actually offer it. Therefore, because they're unfit to offer the korban, they don't take a share of the meat to eat it that night, even though at night they technically would be fit to eat it. Ba'alei mumin, a kohen who has a blemish. Bin ba'alei mumin kibu'in, bin ba'alei mumin ovrin, whether they have a permanent blemish or a temporary blemish, holkin ve'ochlin, they take a share of the korbanot and they're allowed to eat them. But they're not allowed to offer the korbanot. We say the exception to the general rule over here that we've had is that a kohen is unfit to offer a korban, does not share in the meat. There's an exception to the rule over here with a person who has a blemish. We learn this out from the pisukim that the baal mum is still allowed to partake of the korban even though he cannot offer it. And here's the general rule. Any Kohen who's not eligible to do the actual avodah does not take a share of the meat. And a Kohen who does not have a share in the meat, he doesn't share a portion of the skins of the hides as well. Even if he was tameh, only when the blood of the korban was thrown on the mizbeach, but he became pure when the fats were burnt on it, and a cholek babasad, he does not take a share in the meat. Shine'emar, hamakriv et dama shelamim, vedahelev min b'nei Aharon, lo tehiye shokayamin le'mana. The pasuk tells us, the one from Aharon's sons who offers the blood of the shelamim and the fat, the right thigh, shall be his as a portion. So we see from here, the crucial point in the avodah is the throwing of the blood, and a kohen who was impure at that time does not take part in the korban. Even if he became pure later on, if at the throwing of the blood he was impure, he does not take a portion of the korban.